When it comes to fighting ISIS, Russia says it's in on the fight. But here's the thing. Most of Moscow's military effort is directed against the opponents of its ally, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. That includes a furious aerial bombardment on rebel-held eastern Aleppo. Secretary of State John Kerry this week accused Russia of pursuing a Grozny strategy in Aleppo. David Filipov is the Washington Post's new Moscow bureau chief. So you covered Russia and Chechnya for 10 years back during the troubles there in the 1990s, David. What was John Kerry talking about? Remind us what happened in Grozny, the capital of Chechnya.
Okay, so starting in 1994, when the Russian army went into Chechnya, it faced a smaller but determined amount of rebels who were in the city and used the city to protect themselves. And so basically the Russian tactic was to go building by building, block by block, with artillery and airstrikes. And with, it seemed to everyone on the ground, relatively minimal concern for the people who were in the city who weren't among the fighters. Now, that happened in the first war from 94 to 96. The Russians kind of negotiated a peace deal, and then they went back in 1999. And by all accounts, that was far more brutal. I was actually there in a situation where a Russian unit was telling its forces to cease fire so that some civilians could get out of a building. So it's not like it was universally just kill everybody in the city. But what ended up happening is they would go block by block, level until you had nothing but rubble. It was remarkable to see entire areas that were just essentially rubble and some stuff, but basically just street names with nothing there but rubble.
The Russian embassy in Washington responded to John Kerry yesterday on Twitter with a series of really glittering images of modern Grozny and these words, "Grozny today is a peaceful, modern, and thriving city. Ain't that a solution we're all looking for?" End quote. So I got to ask, is Grozny today really as beautiful as the images suggest?
Yeah, I mean, I was there a couple of years ago and I looked out from a building that had been rebuilt on a building that I saw leveled. And it did look, it looked like somebody had built a model city. It was 2013, and there's neat squares, and there's statues, and there are monuments, and there are tree-lined boulevards, and it's the same place that I saw completely decimated. And it has been built up, and there has been a lot of investment, and it looks great.
I guess we could say that Secretary Kerry, in referencing Grozny in relation to Aleppo, he's criticizing Russia's apparent indifference to the human cost of victory. What was the human cost of the battles for Grozny?
Well, first of all, Grozny was a Russian city, or rather a Russian-speaking city. Half of the people who lived there weren't Chechens at all, and therefore could not possibly have been separatists. Plus, they were generally the older people, the pensioners, and they were the ones who were stuck there because they were the ones who didn't have relatives. They were the ones who couldn't get away. So when the bombardment was happening, and I'm talking about the beginning of the first war, when the bombardment was happening and people were saying, stop, let these people out, and President Yeltsin at the time was saying, there's nobody left in that city but rebels, that was the problem. The problem was that the innocents, who could not possibly have been part of any rebellion, were the ones bearing the brunt of the bombardment, because a few armed people would be in a neighborhood and the planes would come and level the neighborhood. When they talk about different things. Secretary Kerry is talking about the prosecution of those wars. Russian embassy is talking about the long, laborious reconstruction from, say, 2005 till now, which has left, you know, a relatively stable police state, but at least a police state where you're not getting blown up every day by planes and where things more or less work. There are two different visions. And the question is, do you have to go through one to get to the other? Is the only way to get to that quasi, you know, nice place to live that Chechnya is now, is the only way to get to that by completely, you know, decimating it in 1999?
So today with Aleppo and Syria, is the implication from the Russian embassy that peace through carpet bombing is sometimes necessary?
The Russian line is that in order to wipe out what they considered an intractable enemy, you know, Islamic terrorists, you had to get them, you had to root them out completely. And if that meant blowing away block by block, then so be it. That was worth it to get rid of them. And their argument is that in supporting factions of the rebels, we're allowing basically the, you know, that the Russian line is we are, the United States and its allies are allowing the rebels to stay alive and to continue this resistance. So the Russian tactic will be to eliminate any possibility that rebels could be in there. And if that means that the city has to die, then so be it, because that's the greater good of defeating ISIS and Islamic rebels.
David Filipov, the new Moscow bureau chief for The Washington Post, thanks for walking us through the Grozny-Aleppo linkage.
All right, thank you.